Before we do that, can I just run through what we would like to get done before we exit? Officer Brennan is going to have a moment to talk about from his perspective. Leslie is going to talk to us about safe zone training and some other issues that are important to her. And us, Audra will, I'm just going to say Audra's going to speak. I don't want to blow that one. I just like to respond, even though I'm the moderator, in saying that legislation, it's true, does not change people's hearts. But when people's behavior is forced to change and we participate, then the hearts will follow. And I don't believe, Tammy referred to privilege. I'm privileged in, I could name like five ways. My children will tell you. That's why I don't get tickets. Officer Brennan, it wasn't you. But I, and those of us who operate from that privilege, I didn't ask for it. I never demand privilege. I don't go in and say, I'm all those categories, give me better service. I just get it. So the legislation and the legislation related to hate, all of us want it to be equal and we all want it to be just, but we've proven across the United States that it is a category that is special and it doesn't make you more special than me. It just means that we say those are the standards and we will not tolerate it. And if everybody's behavior changes and the hearts follow, then we can get there. But I'm really in favor of strong legislation for racism, for sexual orientation and all those related things because we're not getting there. And this is a safe community for me, but it's not a safe community for everyone else. So thank you. You have someone over there, and then we'll Officer Brennan's getting ready to roll her. Okay.
And I apologize. I'm a little wig, not a big wig. Follow the big wigs. But I just wanted to say, to me, what it's all about is being inclusive, caring, understanding, helpful, kind, considerate, and we should honor and celebrate the diversity and be there. And we shouldn't just be there sometimes. We should be there for all students. And I will make it my goal to always be there for students. And if we have fallen, we will fix it.
Sergeant Brennan, excuse me.
Thank you. my name's Tobin Brennan. I've had the privilege to live in this community for 20 years now and serve with the police department for that length. I've known Tammy for a number of years. We've worked together. I've worked with the college. I've worked with the schools. And when the incident was first reported, I was sickened by it just like the rest of my department was. And our department has been working with her and towards solving the two incidents that happened inside the city. We've been working with the troopers. We've also been talking with and cooperating with the FBI in this matter. I didn't come here to speak about the individual incidents. Obviously, I can't speak about an ongoing investigation other than to say that we thank Tammy for her patience, for working with us and her understanding. We talked a little bit beforehand, and I can tell you that we understand the frustration. We understand that people don't get the answers they want as quick as they want, and we are willing to accept the frustration from the community because we are doing the best that we can. We will continue to do, to work as hard as we can to get that resolution. I can tell you it is a safe community that we live in. It was safe when I moved here 20 years ago. We're a lot safer now than we were 20 years before, and we are going to be safer 5 years from now. We just have to continue to work together, be accepting, and understand that hate and intolerance in any circumstance is not acceptable. My kids grew up in this community. They know that they are welcome, that they don't have to worry about being who they are. Because Soldotna, Kenai, and the peninsula in general is very helpful and understanding to everyone. We can be better. We do need to be better as a community. And we just have to keep striving towards that goal. So thank you for the opportunity to have us here, invite us here, and it's been enlightening to hear what everybody has to say. So thank you.
Hello, once again. Again, my name is Leslie, and I work for Kenai Peninsula College in their Residence Life Department. Within that, I'm the advisor for the LGBT Alliance, but I'm also one of the co-teachers of the Safe Zone Project. For those of you who don't know what that is, we basically come in to wherever we're invited, or we haven't done any public ones yet, but they're on the agenda. For example, we came to Lee Shore and met with their advocates and taught them the vocabulary, just how to treat people, certain aspects of different LGBTQ life that cisgendered heterosexual folks don't necessarily know. Now, we're not experts, but we're there to teach people how to be better allies, how to be more inclusive, how to make a more comfortable space for those folks who may be coming to you for help. With that being said, our Safe Zone trainings are free. We don't charge for them. They're 2 to 3 hours, depending on your availability and your time. And I am here to challenge all of our leadership to contact me and Tammy to come to your areas and do a Safe Zone training. That includes both cities, borough, school district. We can tailor the Safe Zone training to any group. It can be public, it can be private. We don't care. We want your help. We need your help, and we're very excited to come in and help you learn how to be a better ally. Contact information is on the table, my business cards, as well as next to the sign-in sheet. If this is something you want us to come into your community and do for you, just write it next to your name or come see me after.
I have a question about Safe Zone. Has there ever been a city that has had all of their city departments take like a Safe Zone training, like Safe Zone City? Ooh, we should be the first. Yeah. That would be awesome, right? First, I want to say, yes, I agree with you. We can't stop people from being assholes, obviously. Wish we could. But our laws reflect our values. And a lack of laws shows a lack of values. So with that being known, there is a Senate Bill 82 that is an anti-discrimination bill that's coming up. So can we count on you to support that?
So I notice I'm the only one that anyone's talking back to.
Well, everyone else verbally supported it. They committed.
Okay. I think that maybe this could continue. Maybe we can continue this at the end because we have some important things to get through while people are still here.
I don't know where I am on that issue right now until I gather all the facts. But I will fight for the folks that are in this room and that are out there that feel like they are not receiving adequate protection under the law. Anytime. Doesn't matter who it is, doesn't matter what character.
Okay, so Audra, did you get an answer to your question?
I think that we'll just move forward with the next
Okay, yeah, that would be good if you would move forward.
Clear answer. Couldn't be any more clear.
Okay, no, it's in the interpretation of the person who asked the question is my inference.
Okay, so moving forward.
Okay, thank you.
So what we are hoping to receive from the local city councils today is that we are hoping to get a resolution acknowledging June as Pride Month from both Soldotna City Council and Kenai City Council. And the borough. Yeah. Wouldn't that be awesome? Just all this support. Thank you.
So do you have a plan for how this will happen? Will people be going to meetings en masse and asking for this and writing letters and communicating with their elected officials? And should I go in?
Yes, we will be ongoing in these conversations with our local leadership.
Okay, so it's not just that's you have a plan. Okay.
We have a plan.
And
you'll be seeing our faces. Where's Michelle?
Why should there be a Pride Month? I'm not arguing against it. Just tell me why should there be.
Why is there African American Month?
Okay, can you wait? Can you wait for the microphone, please? Oh, thank you. Okay.
My basic retort to that is we have a month dedicated to African Americans and respecting their history and trying to recover any of that that might have gotten messed up in the past and stuff. So if they get a history, you know, a month. We also have I think there's a month for women as well. Then of course there should be something for Pride too. Everyone should get a bit of a time to be celebrated, basically, in my mind.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. That was the question and answer. She really wanted an answer. Thank you.
I am a mother of a very gay son. So, I mean, he was 15 when he came talk to me, and he was actually kind of disappointed that I responded so casually. I thought, you know what? You're still the same kind, caring, loving person. And he is. He's an amazing person. He is now the executive director of ALPHA, that is Alliances for Links for Prevention of HIV and AIDS. And he's 35 years old. And to my knowledge, you know, maybe he protects his mother, but he has never been treated awful. All through high school, that kid taught other people about diversity. He started alliances in high school. During college, he went to several of the outreaches to talk about safer sex. He did columns in their school papers. He did all this huge outreach. Well, one of the reasons I think he was successful was he treated everyone equally. He wanted to be equal. He treated them equally, not asking for special things or demanding, you know. And just like Senator said, you know, there are assholes out there. And yes, all of us should have the same protection. So I have a little heartburn about a group getting something a little more than someone else. And you're right about Special Emphasis Month. I work for the federal government. Talk about Special Emphasis Month every month. I don't agree with it. We're all supposed to be equal. So why is this minority overriding? Why, you know, and I am horrified by what happened. And to my knowledge, again, my son has never admitted to having a conflict. Don't we all?
If you want to get political support, people coming to those meetings, someone needs to get a piece of paper out and have everyone write their name down and contact information so that you can coordinate your efforts. You're going to need people behind this.
Thank you. And to that effect, we do have sign-up lists back there, and we would encourage you to sign so that we can... We're not going to inundate you with everything, but that way we would have a way to be in touch with you. Thanks, Kate. Thank you.
I'm going to say something about local hate, and I don't care what group you are or whatever. I don't agree with any hating anyone, actually. I don't agree with hating LGBT. I can't ever say it right. But I don't agree with that hate. I also see another hate that we have in the community, hate for people of different political parties that are not our own. And I have a really hard time with that because we like people for who they are and what they do and what they can contribute. And I don't want to see that kind of hate either. And it'd be nice if we're going to look at an equal playing field, let's look at that part of it. Whereas we don't hate the other people from different political parties because of what? What I like best about Alaska is we look at what needs to be done and how we're going to get it done, and then what's good for everybody. And good for everybody is not to hate anyone.
And that might be a good town hall. Gary has invited us to the town hall because we want to kind of stick with the subject that we have at hand. So your point is valid.
I guess I was kind of like really emotional earlier, so I didn't say anything. I don't really come out very often at all. My name's Darcy. And I kind of wanted to speak kind of because of what she was saying about why we should get special privileges. I don't think the problem is that we're trying to get special privileges. I think if anything, we're trying to get this, the privilege that it doesn't matter anymore. I feel privileged personally growing up because there were trans people in my family, and I, growing up, didn't even realize that it mattered. I grew up with queer being a basic vocabulary word that was just there. It was something that didn't have to be talked about because it was just a part of life. That person maybe wore pink a lot more than the rest of them. It's a favorite color. Who cares? Your hair's purple. It's wonderful. No one. It's there. It's appreciated, but it doesn't need to be something that has to be necessarily talked about all the time and that someone has to be grumpy about. So it's like the awareness month is like, it's like breast cancer awareness. It's the fact that bad things happen to good people and we don't want it, so we want to bring awareness to it. We're not talking about getting a special privilege. We're talking about being literally equal. The fact that we're not right now, and that if you're not necessarily is in depth in the community, you're not going to see it. And then sometimes people get lucky and they don't get hate, and they don't get hated on for who they are. But there are other people who are nice and wonderful human beings who will get hated on just for existing. Because like you're saying, like your son is super nice person and he treated everyone equally, and I've done the same, but I've got bullied a lot myself to where I don't like going outside and being around people because they're hateful and they're scary.
Okay. So the question was, why should there be a Pride Month, I believe? And I would say that there is a Pride Month. June is Pride Month. It exists. So what we're asking for is for the communities to recognize that month. It exists. We're not asking for a budget to be spent. We're not asking for any special privileges. We're asking that we be recognized. And I've heard a lot about, you know, oh, pride, do you need to have pride? You know, is there straight pride, gay pride? Well, it's easy to be proud of being a heterosexual because that's the norm. And no one ever thinks about the difficulty of someone being heterosexual. Recognize that that's not the norm for the LGBTQ community. Living in the closet is a thing because coming out of the closet is scary and dangerous. And for those of you that think that your family members haven't had negative experiences because of that, I would challenge that. They probably have and haven't told you. So respecting pride is not difficult. It's not a budget item. And I hope that our communities can support Pride Month.
Hi, so I'm Fred, longtime ally. I wasn't actually going to speak, but there's a couple of points I think compelled me to. So my son is one of the most respectful, kind, and treats people with equality more than anybody I think I've ever seen. He's an absolute role model to me. And the fact is, he still was met with bullying and hate simply because of who he is. And the thing is, it's just simply because he doesn't conform to anything. He doesn't wear his sexuality on his sleeve. He doesn't go out of his way to say, this is who I am. He just is who he is. And those of you that know him know that, that there's nobody more self-confident and more comfortable in his skin at 17 years old. And the fact is, he still gets met with anger. He still gets met with hate. Earlier this summer, him and a friend were simply on a bike ride near our home, and a group of older kids in a car verbally accosted them to the point where he felt he was in physical danger. And that was in this community not too far from here. And I'm glad for the people who have lived that life, who've gotten to be who they are and they experience no negativity because of it. The fact is, it's not the norm. As far as a Pride Month, the balance, the scales have been out of balance for so long that the so-called majority says, this is our opinion, this is who we are, this is our viewpoint. And everything that we have in this world, from the media that we watch, to the books that we read, to the way it is just to walk through life, has been tipped with that as the balance. And to acknowledge awareness months like African American Pride Month and Pride Month and other other marginalized communities, it's simply you have to add counterbalances to rebalance that scale. And that's what those things are. I think we'd all love it in 50 years if none of that was necessary because everyone truly was treated equally. I think that's the goal of everybody in this room. But if you don't advocate and say, this is my voice, this is my perspective, what happens is everything readjusts and recalibrates to the majority opinion and to the majority perspective. And we've seen what we get as a society when that happens, and it's not a society I want to live in. My last point. I'm also the president of the Kenai Peninsula Reentry Coalition. We deal with providing or connecting services to individuals that are coming out of incarceration to help them reintegrate back into society. We're very early days yet, but one of the things that we know we need to do better is we need more voices in support of LGBTQA+ advocacy, because that population is also coming out of incarceration, and they're met with a unique set of challenges that aren't being faced by anyone else coming out of incarceration. They have an additional burden to bear and something that's already quite burdensome. So if you're interested at all in participating in coalition meetings and being an advocate for that particular line of service, I'll tell you that coalition table includes many of the service providers in our area, many of the nonprofits, many of the faith-based organizations, and it's something that we all would like to see as a stronger representation. One of our board members is LGBTQA+, and we are glad to have her voice on the board, but we'd also like to see some more advocacy specifically in that area so that we can make sure that our coalition addresses that specific need because it's not something that is always on the radar. So if you're interested in that, please come see me and I'll get your contact information. Thank you.
Thank you. And may I just say, I love your son very much. He's very special to me.
Could we, go ahead, and then Leslie, if you would give us the Safe Zone promo for February.
I just wanted to point out the importance of this Pride Month is we are here. What you don't realize is you're making history. In 50 years, when LGBTQ is just an average thing, there will always be a few haters. But when it is more of a social norm, you have to look back that 50 years, and it's us today that are making that difference. You see a couple walking down the street, you don't think anything of it. You see an African American and a white person together walking down the street, 50 years ago, they would have been hung. Today, we love that. Give it another 50 years. This is a part of making history. And I'm sorry, but that is why we need a Pride Month, because this is us making history.
So are you going to announce the Safe Zone training? So for people who are looking for an opportunity to...
Yes. The next one that we have has been determined is public, and it is on February 8th from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Kenai Peninsula College Student Housing. It's in our classroom right there on campus. If you can't make that, please, like I said earlier, write next to your name on the sign-in sheet, and I will personally get a hold of you.
So another survey. How many of you are interested in Safe Zone training?
Actually, along with that, we are encouraging businesses. Could I hold that up? To identify themselves if they feel comfortable, of course, as a safe place for LGBTQ. But we do definitely want you to come to the training so that you can, you know, have a little bit, be better equipped. We're working on getting stickers and things like that available as well. So this is kind of a temporary.
And I think that all the Safe Zone materials online are available uncopyrighted, and there also you can take the class online. Is that correct?
SafeZone.org has in the past done the class online. The last time I checked, they had actually removed the class from online and just had the packet of materials. But we are trained by UAA, actually. They do Safe Zone train the trainer meetings as well. So not that you wouldn't get as much offline. That is a great resource. But we definitely want you to have someone that you can ask your questions to live and get, you know, personal responses back as well. So.
And one other place I'd like to recommend is not in our town. And I think all the quotes that are handwritten around the room are from our town, and this one certainly by you is, if one person is unsafe, it's not an isolated incident. And I think that's one thing that's been really apparent here, is that we all need to be in that safe zone. So have I, those of you in charge of me, have I missed something?
Okay. Yay, Susie.
Tammy, would you like to be the closer? I don't know what that means, but it means it's not me.
She wants you to be the closer.
While you're waiting, Tammy, I will quote Andy Warhol, who I'm so often quoting. Isn't he the soup can guy? Okay, yes. Magnificent artist. They always say time changes things, but you actually have to change them yourself, and I think that's what we're doing here. Thank you.
I just want to again say thank you to everybody who has come out here. It's been a very emotional few hours for me, a lot of ups and downs. A lot of very powerful people have come up and spoke very articulately to share their experiences, and that means a lot to me as well. We definitely want to reach out to folks who are struggling, because there's no reason why you have to struggle through this alone. We can help. We can be there for you as a community, as individuals. I think that's really, really important. And I would just add that, you know, we've talked about social change, and I'm an old lesbian. I came out in the 90s during the AIDS crisis, all right? I have had friends that I've watched die of AIDS. I had a friend who was in a medical crisis. The ambulance came. We called the ambulance came, and they left without him, because he was gay and had AIDS. I made it through almost my entire life without being the victim of violence because of my sexual orientation. I believe I have been a victim of violence because of my sexual orientation at a day and age where I never thought it would happen. Okay? I really was counting my blessings, the fact that, you know, I came out in the 90s and here we are 2020, and I had almost made it to 2020 without being a victim of violence. I have been called names, I've been spit on, I've had vandalism happen to me in the past because of it, but I've never been the victim of violence. So this is kind of a new thing for me, and getting through it in this community and seeing the outpouring of support and the people who want to make a difference and who really genuinely want to make the community more open, more accepting, and more welcoming and safe for everyone is really, really helping me move forward. The outpouring of love, the outpouring of support has been really, really wonderful. That being said, there are some folks that I really feel like I need to thank. I need to thank Susie Smalley for being willing to moderate this very difficult topic. It's not easy being in the middle when you sometimes have your own strong feelings about things. I want to thank Michelle, who has been amazing in putting this together and thinking through all of the details and so forth. I've not been in the mindset to be of much help, so I've been pretty much a slacker. Leslie and Audrey have had their challenges. I don't know if anybody realizes, but I consider Leslie to be my daughter. So they've been very emotional and very, very close to what's been going on with me. So Michelle really took the leadership in helping to put this together. Leslie has always been a source of strength for me, even though I've never really told her. Her drive and her passion for making a difference in people's lives helps me remember why I do what I do sometimes, even when what I want to do is go crawl in a hole and not come back out ever again. And Audrey broke my heart. She sat in my office and cried when I revealed the truth to her that I was the one that was the victim of that note. And I didn't realize how much she cared and how deep and big her heart is for people. And that's why she does what she does. So a big thank you to all of you guys for putting this all together. But my biggest thank you has to go to my wife, who since June has been through so many ups and downs with me. She worries about me. She reminds me what I need to do to stay safe. And I know that if I don't listen to her, I will be in very, very big trouble. But thank you guys all again for coming out and showing your love and showing your support. And I really do hope this leads to some genuine change. Thank you.
As you leave, if you go out this door, there is a table with a lot of information on it. And as has already been mentioned, there's a sign-up sheet. You aren't required to sign up, but if you'd like to be kept apprised of upcoming meetings or trainings, you can put that by your email address. There's buttons, there's pins, safety pins, and an explanation about the safety pin. So again, thank you everyone for coming. And hopefully this is the first of many conversations to come.